This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Well, it's good to see good friends back. Reb Mindick, it's good to see you. Reb Funfetter, Chaim, whenever you go away, you're very missed. Not sorry enough. Baruch Hashem, this family, they're gonna. Baruch Hashem. I'll just keep on reminding everybody to not forget that this week on Thursday we have to make an Erev Tavshilin. And also we won't be able to count Svira now, so to remember that last night was 47. As we head into the second day of the Shlosh Yisrei Hagbala, and as I've said, the single best way to prepare for Shavuos is to learn Torah. Somebody's learning Torah and he says, oh, you know, I'm so busy now, I don't have time for this. You're learning Torah, that's the best way to prepare for Shavuos. So we're dedicated by the Fish family, Lila Nishmas Basi Bas Rabat Shalom Ben Avram Alevi, Perel Bas Ruvain, Lila Nishmas Tov Ben Chaim, Afur Shalem, Fil Yomash Mechai, Sar Yaakov Ben Bas Yileah, for the schus of Avram Miyom Ben Ishmael Malki Hudis, by Yael Krugman and family, Afur Shalem, Afur Avigdor Ayah Ben Rivka, who I think is being moved again back to the Concord. It's amazing, because of money, he's such a sick man now, but he uses up his slot to stay in one place, so they push him somewhere else. Then he goes back to the Concord. They're really not equipped to handle his pain, so then they end up sending him back to the emergency room. They send him back up to the hospital. Then they send him up from there, one floor to another floor. Then they send him back. Hashem should give him a Yeshua. Avigdor Ayah ben Rivka in the Beschai Sar Yitzhak ben Tzvi Medusha, Rivka Bashir Aleya, Hana Basha Shabina, Devorah Basha Shabina, Moshe ben Esther Fadl, Meir ben Chai Sar, Deshev Rafu Shalema, Besek Shechel Yisrael. Okay, so now, Mecham, a kettle, Shetfoloi Bechaymer Ubechasis. Remember, they used to coat it on the outside. So if they coated it with a clay and with chasis, is like earth powder. The thing is, the clay will stay, the earth powder will slowly fall off. So hanegea, if the kettle becomes tamei, hanegea b'chaymer, if you touch the clay, tamei, because not you. Clay chayes is not matami in adam, the kalim, but if food touches it, tamei. Or b'chayes, since it's going to eventually fall off, tar. Kumkum, a heater, an urn. Shenikiv, that was perforated. Vaso bezefes, and they plugged it up with pitch. So Reb Yaisi says, pitch can't handle hot water. So it's not a good plug. So the whole thing is tar. Because it can't accept hot water like cold, and an urn is made for hot water, so that's no good. He says, in general, utensils made out of pitch are very short-term utensils, and therefore they're not mekabel tuma. Klei nechoshes, a copper vessel, she's a fosan tohirin, that's coated on the inside with pitch. Since the copper vessels are used with hot water, so then tohirin, such a vessel, since if the food touches the pitch, it's tar. The imli yayin, but if it's made for wine, so there it's not made for heat, But if it's made for keeping in the wine so that it does its job, so then tamein. Then if somebody touches it, something touches it, it's tamein. Chovius shenikva, a barrel that was perforated, and vasob zephis, they made a plug with pitch, but they made the pitch, you know, the guy that did it, put it on more pitch than was necessary than to plug the hole. Vasob zephis yosem mitzarcha, more than what was needed to plug the hole. Sanegeya mitzarcha tamek, one who touches where it was needed is tamek. Yosem mitzarcha, if it touches the extra place, that's tar. Zephyr should not follow chavius. Similarly, if pitch dripped on the barrel and it wasn't needed, so on the gear, but tar, if a piece of food touches that, it's tar because it wasn't needed for the keli. Now, what about if you have a funnel, so it has a small hole on the bottom. You decided, you know what, you want to use the funnel as a keli, and you plug up the hole. So mashbech shel eitz v'shel cheres, a funnel of wood or of earthenware, shepikokoi b'zephis, that you plugged up the hole on the bottom with pitch to use it as a keli. Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah, b'tamei, Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah says you converted it successfully, and it's tamei. Rabbi Kiva b'tamei b'shel eitz, he says the plug works with an earthenware vessel, with a wooden vessel, or matar b'shel keres, but the plug doesn't work on earthenware, and therefore he says tar. Reb Yaisi doesn't hold that this plug is of any enduring value, even by the wood, so therefore Reb Yaisi matar b'shneyem.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.